Now, I love ghost stories, especially really, really scary ones. But I know a whole bunch of them that aren't scary at all and are actually fun to share with families. And today, I'm going to share a few of those. And I'm going to start with a story that I only know because I had to make it up on the spot. Yeah, I don't recommend you try stuff like this, but basically what happened was, I used to, at the beginning of my career, when I was just learning to be a storyteller, I was drawn to really scary stories, and so I knew a whole bunch of those. And I always wanted to tell those really, really spooky, spooky stories. And I got a call from an organization that said, oh, please come, we want you to come tell stories, but could you make it not so scary? And I thought, sure, how hard could that be? And I had 6 months, so then I was, I'll learn some stories that are not so scary. Then I had 4 months, and I still had time. Then I had 2 months,